Myself, illnesses, is the first of five redemptive keys. The five redemptive keys were displayed to me in a way that they were hidden inside the 32 trading keys that I had written about 3-4 years ago. And when COVID hit New Zealand, I moved into a new studio office, a place where I could finish my writing. And as I laid my books out on the table, the Lord said five redemptive keys. And I think, oh, they've got redeeming properties in them. So the first one is life's illnesses, is to do with sickness and disease. The second one is life's twists, which is to do with the Pythonic family, the Leviathan family, how things, words get twisted around, situations get twisted, and you go from being the victim to the perpetrator. The next one is life's veils, and it's all about witchcraft. The next one is life's symbols, which is about secret societies, Freemasonry, and quite a bit of satanic ritual abuse, which I go into there. And the last one's about life's eternity, and that's from AI, artificial intelligence, through to abortion. They're all quite, you know, big topics, but I'll just touch on this one about life's illnesses. Life's illnesses, I have a 16-page prayer that I composed for a client that I had actually known for quite a number of years, and that person got diagnosed with an end-of-life situation. When I did a couple of court pre-sessions with him, just getting evidence together, I walked away, wrote this prayer. It's a prayer that I'd started for somebody else. It was about 3 pages long, so I just took that foundation and then kept on writing. Now, when I took the gentleman through this prayer, there was more to it. There was more to it than just doing this prayer. There was a whole, if you wanted to say, a whole viewing of his practitioners. So from his doctors through to his diet, through to his church, through to spiritual warfare. So I said to him, what I want you to do is whatever your doctors and that say and do, you just go ahead and do it and don't tell me anything. I don't want to know a thing. You do whatever they, what you believe is right, and whatever they're saying to you, you go through. But I don't want to hear anything that's happening in that department because I wouldn't understand it anyway. So the next part, I'd like you to find a church. I'd like you to find a church so you can actually build a relationship with Christ again. And I said, the third part is actually the spiritual warfare. I said, I understand this, and this is where my area of expertise is, because I can see, hear, smell, taste, and know, and walk in that department, then we have a greater chance of finding out who's got the legal right to plant this on you and pull this into your physical and take you out of life really early. So from that perspective, life's illnesses was birthed. It was birthed because of a problem that I was presented to me, and it was one that I really didn't back down on trying to find an answer to. Fast forward, 8 months later, which was what the Holy Spirit had said, pretty much to the day, this person was completely cancer-free and no remission. Now, there's an even bigger story to this, which I may share later on. But at this stage, I want you to understand that when I went from New Age into the church, I thought, I need to know what the church does, and I need to leave everything I know outside the door until I find out what they do. If I was in their house, then I respected that. So the very first thing I did is the church I was going to, they had a basic training for sozo healing, which is saved, healed, and delivered. And when I went to that training, it was quite interesting. There was a young man who I'd seen on stage. I would say, you would say he's the worship leader. And when he sang, there was just a different atmosphere. He just created this most unique atmosphere. I could see it. I could also feel it and hear it and all the rest of it, but I could see it. Now, the day I went in to do the sozo training, he was singing, and it was just him and a guitar. And I watched the gates of heaven open as he sang. And then I watched some other things happen. I watched the books in heaven of every single person that was in that training room. The books in heaven, their books of remembrance, were opened. There were scribes, men in white linen, pulling out ink pens and are about to update every single person that was there, writing that they had turned up for that event to learn and train. So why do I tell you that? Is because on the reflective side of that, in evil has a set of books, and they're called the Akashic Records. Now, those Akashic Records are not well known in church, but they're very well known in New Age. And I can tell you there's a massive story around those Akashic Records. And Jesus destroyed mine. And what he did with mine is quite extraordinary. And because he destroyed them, it catapulted me through the darkness out into the light. And that is the truth of it. So the five redemptive keys are keys to understanding all the trading keys that are inside the iron classroom. But they're not just that. They bring forward five topics that are across the planet that affect our lives in all areas of restraint, whether it's sickness, whether it's finances, whether it's relationships. And there's so many things that are veiled in this life, and the same in the spirit realm. If you think one veil back is all you have to see for a medium to see, you'd be correct. But what's behind the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth veil? Remember, it says in scripture, when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was torn. So why can some people only see one veil back and others can see further back than that? It's a very good question. So enjoy this, enjoy the research. If you're not a student, welcome. I'd love you to become a student. You can first of all subscribe to the classroom and just read. Then if you decide you want to engage, then you can purchase the workbooks and meet us online at the, I do free coaching every single Monday with everybody that's brought one of the workbooks. So enjoy.